Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Moving on to this now, former South African ambassador to the US, Ibrahim Rasool, arrived at Cape Town International Airport this Sunday, that was yesterday, where he was welcomed home by fellow ANC members and trade union representatives. On the line with us is really somebody that we call on a lot when it comes to these kinds of issues, a risk analyst and former diplomat, Dr. Kingsley Makubela. Thank you so much, Dr. Makubela, for your time again. Good evening and welcome.
Thanks. Good evening.
We spoke last time about the utterances that were made by a former U.S. ambassador, South African ambassador to the U.S., former ambassador Rasool. He came back to quite a warm welcome, and I want to focus a little bit on our response officially as South Africa to what has happened. Were you surprised by the welcome after the presidency had pleaded for us to sort of keep it low, keep it down?
You know, it was a bit unfortunate, the manner in which he was welcomed back, because it sends the message back to the U.S. that we really don't care. And I was taken back by his statement, too, that he hopes that the president would appoint somebody who would move from where he stopped. And he's already given a report back to the president to say there are no regrets about what he said. I don't know what report he's going to give to the president. He would have been better advised to keep quiet until he speaks to the president. Unfortunately, he played to the gallery, and it may come back to haunt him.
The other thing that I thought was interesting is the ANC's itself. Commentary and appearance there where they announced that they are not the Secretary General of the ANC, they're not diplomats, they're not going to behave like diplomats. Your take on that reaction?
You know, Pamela, my view has been, and I think me and you have spoken about this previously, that this conflict between the United States and South Africa must be delicately managed. And there's a need to channel communication within the government, even though the ANC speaks as a party, but it has implication because it's a ruling party. So whatever the ANC says in the United States, it will be consumed as a communication that comes from South Africa. And South Africa, they would mean government and the ANC. So I still think this thing is better managed if there's a central communication. But I think in government, there's no center that is holding. And that's why it's free for all in government. I mean, this is a foreign policy matter. It's quite delicate. You've seen provinces also making pronouncements and so on. So I ask myself, even though provinces don't have concurrent function on foreign policy, but I've seen two premiers who have already come out to attack Trump, which I don't know what is the basis.
What's interesting for me is beyond government itself is the ANC in particular, who obviously were aware of what the president's wish was, that, you know, let's keep our heads down, let's try and not antagonize. And they came out in their numbers and they came out with those utterances. In your view, what's happening with those dynamics where the president of the country, who happens to be the president of the ANC, issues a directive and then the organization does the opposite?
Well, they are basically defying the president. I mean, I've seen all those people who were welcoming Rasool saying we're not diplomats, and we are now going to say what we want to say. If they are not diplomats, let them stay out of the diplomatic spat. Let it be better resolved by people who understand how to manage diplomacy. Pamela, a diplomatic practice is a statecraft. And a statecraft's weapon is available, you know, at the disposal of the state to manage and deal with issues to project the interests of the country. Now, people who understand diplomatic statecraft are the one who ought to deal with this matter. Those who admit so, that they are not diplomat, I think they should stay out of that, because they're going to create a lot of problems, not only for the ANC, but for the government. because the president is trying to manage this delicate balance. And unfortunately, Pimera, as we spoke at one stage, me and you, this is happening at a time when there's a really unsettled relationship between the Americans and the Europeans and so on, and creates all sorts of things that ought to be managed with the necessary care, and the country must be better projected coming out of that.
You obviously have all of that happening, and subsequent to that was a tweet by the President of the United States quoting, sharing a tweet by Elon Musk again, you know, stating his dissatisfaction with South Africa and pointing out the utterances by the EFF just a couple of days ago. And so, in other words, it does seem to me like the tensions are escalating rather than cooling.
They are escalating. You know, you may have seen there's an article written by a guy called Joshua Massevi. He writes from the Huston Institute.
Yes.
And the Huston Institute, it's a conservative. Conservative, mm-hmm. They mean right wing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is in support of what the government is saying.
Yes.
They are starting to craft a narrative that says punish the ANC leaders. Yeah. Don't punish the country. Yeah. Keep AGOA, because the ANC would be happy to see AGOA going. So target the wealth of the ANC and punish the ANC. Now, this narrative is totally misplaced, but it's gaining momentum, unfortunately. There are people who are starting to think along similar way. And we are all watching the tweets from Trump, because it seems to be the official communication line to see what's going on. So you are likely to see that kind of tension building up. And now there are people who are thinking also that you need to protect the GNU, because there are people who are pro-American. This is what Massevi wrote. There are people who are pro-America within the GNU. We don't need to destroy that, he argues. But he's also concerned about the coalition shifting to the left, meaning that attracting the Freedom Front, the Economic Freedom Fighters, and the MK Party. That is their biggest nightmare. That once it moves to the left, it's going to create a huge problem for them. So, and it's happening. All this are happening at a time when there's heightened tension, and we seem not, as a country, we seem not to be able to understand and navigate this tension that is brewing.
Dr. Makubela, just maybe give me a sense of how then the president should be navigating what is really, really choppy waters at the moment. You know, some of the utterances by Mr. Rasool were, you know, to sort of give a sense of what he thinks should be the president's action in terms of sending the next person and who we should not sort of be sending. Your thoughts on how the president actually should be managing the relationship between South Africa and the U.S.?
I think the president should have come out quite openly to say, let this lobbying about who should be the next ambassador stop. And he would make a decision. I don't agree with the notion that he would take his time. Time is not on our side. The absence of an ambassador disadvantages the country there. He needs to attend to this as a matter of urgency. I think he should speak particularly with people within government and within the ruling party to stop making pronouncements on the matter and handle that at the state level, because it's not a party matter, it's a state issue.
Yeah.
And I think it would help, because you can then navigate the very difficult diplomatic terrain that often people make statements that later on they would regret. So I think that's what that ought to happen. And if the president is not able to call all this government official who are making pronouncements to order, then it means we are in serious trouble.
So a group of South African delegates have also arrived in the U.S. for other reasons, G20, and one of which is the DERCO's DG. You know, your sense of whether and how they can take advantage of that moment?
Well, they are addressing the United Nations. I saw the Director General of DECO addressing the UN committees around the preparations and arrangement for the G20. I don't think there's any bilateral engagement with the U.S. Government in Washington. I would have loved to see that at the official level, that there's an approach to the U.S. State Department to agree in terms of the way forward, you know, lowering the tempers and so on, and managing this thing as delicate as it may be. The U.S., it's also quite keen. I don't think the U.S. want to escalate this tension with South Africa. But I've been listening even today, Pimelo, all the statements, the South African Communist Party, everyone, it's a free-for-all, and it's a problem. And some of these parties, even SAMKO, I've seen even NUMSA, they are making all these statements. And do they really understand what they are dealing with? There are two issues. There are policy issues that we fundamentally, as South African, all of us have a problem with the pronouncement by the administration in Washington. But there's a behavior of the ambassador which is totally different. And people seem to conflate the two. And it would be much better to separate the two and deal with the policy issues respectfully. Because we don't have to agree with everything the Americans are saying. We have our own policy. And that's why in international relations, there's a concept of coexistence, that you would exist with each other even though you have different opinion or perspective around the international issues, but you expect that you would have respect for each other. So that's what we're seeking for. And really, Pimelo, to really try to bring the behavior of the ambassador to justify policy issues or vice versa is shooting ourselves in the foot in the long run, particularly during this time when there's a change in terms of the power relation, distribution of power, and the definition of power and how to exercise and use that power. This multipolarity, we must be careful so that we don't become the casualty of it.
Well, I really appreciate your take there. Risk analyst and former diplomatic Dr. Kingsley Makubela, thank you so much once again. And as usual, would love to hear from you again soon.
Thank you, Pimelo. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.